Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And a reminder, if you need information about the Chamber of Commerce, you can check it out at durangobusiness.org or just Google. Like we always say, you know, go on and say Durango Chamber of Commerce and you'll find all the information. But we're here to talk about Driving Out Domestic Violence Golf Tournament and Alternative Horizons. So we have Val, Mandy, and Rita. How are you ladies? All together, just say good.
Wonderful.
We'll be sharing the microphone and passing it around. So for those listeners who don't know what Alternative Horizon is or what you do, give us a little scenario what you do.
Alternative Horizons is the domestic violence advocacy agency that's located here in La Plata County, but the agency serves La Plata and San Juan counties. Alternative Horizons has been in existence since 1978, so 44 years. We have a long history.
Wow.
Over those 44 years, we've provided services to literally thousands and thousands of survivors of domestic violence. We provide an array of services. We have a 24-hour hotline that anyone can call anytime if they're experiencing domestic violence or intimate partner violence or know someone who is and just are looking for some resources, call the hotline. We also offer criminal court advocacy and support after a perpetrator has been arrested. You can imagine how difficult it is to be a survivor of intimate partner violence. Your partner is arrested and all of a sudden you're catapulted into the criminal justice system, which can be overwhelming and scary.
Yeah.
So we have a court advocate who accompanies a survivor to court, keeps them informed, helps them communicate with the district attorney's office, all of those things that are difficult to do when you've never been in that system before.
The legalese of it all.
Yes, exactly.
And real quick, how much are your services for anybody?
Our services are completely free. All of our services are free, confidential, and voluntary.
Okay.
We provide civil legal services for survivors if someone is at the point where they're ready to pursue a divorce, child custody, child support, really ready to escape that relationship, then we will help them with their civil legal issues. And then we provide counseling, one-on-one and support group counseling to survivors. So it's an array of services. So if anybody's interested, hop on our website. We also have Facebook,
Instagram.
You can call the hotline or our office. All of those phone numbers are on our website. Go to alternativehorizons.org, and you can get all of that information.
And also, through volunteers, you're always looking for volunteers. Is that something that who's going to grab it? I'm stalling here. Just, you know, lean on in there. And yeah. So, Mandy, volunteers.
Jack, you're absolutely right. We couldn't do what we do at Alternative Horizons without the amazing volunteers who work with our programs. We will be having a new training for hotline volunteers coming up. That's going to be at Fort Lewis College this year. We're very excited about that new location. Because we're trying to accommodate college students and people who work, those trainings will be in the evening. So it'll be from 4 to 7 starting September 20th on Tuesdays and Thursdays, running for about 4 weeks.
All right. And so you're done taking the volunteer. You have the proper training, not just in here, answer the phone in a crisis situation, because I would freeze up. I wouldn't know what to do.
Absolutely. We provide 16 hours plus of training. And through that, we really get folks ready for what they might hear on these hotline calls. And you're right. It's hard work. Sometimes you might freeze up, but You get the training you need to make sure that that doesn't happen.
And all the resources and between the training, the resources, law enforcement, I mean, all of those coming together to help remove someone and get them into a safe place.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
And I'm curious, too, because I'm working with all the different organizations, I mean, with law enforcement, with you know, Say So, Alternative Horizon, you guys all collaborate together. So each of you know what's going on. Whoever wants the microphone, right?
We have some great organizations in Durango and we all have good working relationships because many factors contribute to different areas. You might have someone who's going through a domestic violence incident that might have also have there could be sexual assault, there could be an arrest, court having to go to court is really scary for the victims, and that's why the advocates are there to stand in for them. In law enforcement, if we didn't have advocates like we have through domestic violence, officers would, you know, you would just leave the victim, you make an arrest, and then they have nowhere to go to find out what resources they have.
It's gonna
and
be so, it's so scary.
It's very scary, and it really helps them get through the process and figure out future plans and resources.
So the background then with Alternative Horizons, again, you know, you can Google all of the resources that you have, all the information, and just know that if you're in a situation or someone you know is in a situation, at least reach out and find out what your options are. You're there to be an advocate and no judgment, things of that nature that, you know, it's intimidating, you're afraid to leave the relationship, whatever it might be. Just want to point out that Alternative Horizons is there to help. And a way that we can all help, Alternative Horizons is the second annual Drive Out Domestic Violence Golf Tournament, which is coming up on October 1st. So who wants to talk golf? We're going to shift gears a little bit.
I
wish I had a
me.
Camera. You're all going like, you know, no, you go, you go. Who's on first? All right, Rita, so tell us about the golf tournament.
Okay, well, we had a golf tournament last year, our first one, and we all had so much fun, and our golfers had a blast. We get awesome donations from the community for prizes and giveaways, and then we provide the golf course has a great catering program up there. They make really good food. We provide a lot of food and drinks, and it's just a good time to come out and have a good time and also give money to a great cause.
And real quick, I want to point out to you, this is open to all anybody. If you're like me and don't golf, still come out and enjoy.
You can come out and enjoy it because there's a few out there that are competitive, and that's fine. And then there's a bunch out there that just want to go and have a good time. We do some different things with the different holes so that, you know, it makes it a little more challenging and interesting and fun.
Do you put a little windmill on the putting green or something?
Do all kinds of things, you know. You might, no telling what you might have to shoot off a marshmallow or something like that.
Oh, you know, well, there you go.
There's lots of good options. We have so many supporters out there. It's October 1st and 10 a.m. Everybody needs to be up there, signed in by 10 a.m. It's a shotgun start. Teams of four. If you don't have a team to be on, you can get a hold of Hillcrest, and they will, you know, we'll fill teams because we want everybody to be able to come and join in. It's $500 for a team. You get a lot for $500. You walk away very happy.
Yeah. Well, and again, if you want to also participate, be a whole sponsor or donate items, things of that nature, you can always reach out to Alternative Horizons. And again, all proceeds to support victims of domestic and intimate partner violence. So it's something that, unfortunately, as I always say, is needed in our community with Alternative Horizons. But what a great organization and what you guys offer. And this is your big fundraiser.
Right. Alternative Horizons exists with fundraising and grants. It's a constant cycle of trying to raise money because these services are free. Nobody should have to worry about whether they can afford these important services.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, too, are you guys looking for board members? Because, you know, I have my board, and I had a couple people having to resign. And so that is something that seems like we're always looking for. So are you right now currently looking for board members?
We are. We're always looking for volunteers of any kind, but especially board members. So if you're out there in the community and you're looking to be on a board of directors of a nonprofit organization and domestic violence is something that is near and dear to your heart for whatever reason, give us a call at the office and we would set up a time to meet and familiarize you with the agency, who's on the board now, what our services are.
See if it's a good fit.
See if it's a good fit, yeah. Right. So again, just hop on our website. All of our phone numbers are on there. We'd love to hear from you. We only do one big fundraiser a year. I know sometimes the thought of fundraisers and coming on as a new board member is a little bit intimidating. We do one fundraiser a year. It's the golf tournament, and it's actually really a lot of fun. The rest of the time, you're just really supporting the agency, the staff, helping, you know, the direction of the goals and agencies or the goals of what Alternative Horizons should provide to the community.
Right. And again, there's so many different ways to help Alternative Horizons, and through donations or, you know, contributions, something for, you know, maybe for the golf tournament, door prize ideas, things of that nature. And then if you're wanting to get out on a golf course and, you know, 10 o'clock shotgun start where you go out and then they'll say, you know, hear the horn or whatever, and then boom, you take off from that hole. It's all happening again October 1st, 10 a.m., 18-hole shotgun start, teams of four, $500. So get your teams. Great way to do team building. Online registration up through September 30th, and you can go to golfhillcrest.com. That's golfhillcrest.com, and register, get signed up. Are you ladies golfing, or are you going to be organizing and doing all the behind-the-scene work? Yeah, I love this. Yeah, Mandy.
We'll be doing the behind the scenes work. I don't think any of us are golfing, but we will be out there talking to everyone, walking around, making sure everybody's having a great time. We really see that as our role that day, is just to ensure that all the golfers are having a really great time.
All right. Who's driving the beverage cart?
I don't know.
We'll take care of it.
Too bad you can't.
I know. I'll be in a surgery recovery mode and all of that stuff. But otherwise, I would be out there because this is a great organization. And what I do honestly like is that whether you're a golfer or not a golfer, you're out there to support Alternative Horizons, you know, not worrying about your handicap score, not worrying about all those other things. You're out there to support Alternative Horizons. And again, what I think too is great if you have a staff, and you want to put them together, because this can be a great team building as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what am I forgetting? We've got about 2 minutes left. So Alternative Horizons, I know we talked earlier, but the hotline number, 970-247-9619. Again, 247-9619, 24-hour staffed. All your services are free. They're confidential. If you're in a domestic violence situation, I highly encourage you to reach out and just find out what your options are and know that you have support through Alternative Horizons. And then if you want to support Alternative Horizons, again, the golf tournament. So what have I forgotten?
I just want to say one more thing about the hotline.
We'll get the microphone closed. There you go.
And the confidentiality. Yes. I think that it's such an important resource if you're someone who knows someone who's in a situation, or you yourself are in a situation and you just want to talk to someone about it, that you don't want law enforcement involved yet, or you have a lot of questions. The hotline is a perfect place to be able to get those resources to help someone else or to help yourself.
Well, and just understanding,
and because it's
options.
Free, you don't have the burden of find bills and things where you have to pay someone. So please reach out.
Well, it's knowing, too, that you have an advocate on your side the advocacy standpoint, because it's so difficult. Relationships are tough anyway. And then to have a situation thrown in there and then going, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? How am I going to leave this? And feeling like you can't leave the situation because of, you know, retaliation or whatever it might be, Alternative Horizons can at least lay out your options and say, this is what you can do, this is how we can help, and we can get you, you know, into a safe environment to where you are removed, and we're with you every single step of the way. Did I capture all that right?
You really did, Jack. That was beautifully put. I mean, and one of the things that we really want to emphasize is that we support survivors wherever they are. So if a survivor is not quite ready to leave a certain relationship for any specific reason or any non-specific reason, we're supportive of that. And we understand the safety that goes into that decision. We'll help safety plan. Yeah. We'll, like you said, give their options, help them understand a lot of their options. And then it's their decision. So we really do support survivors where they are.
Yeah.
We'll help a survivor figure out how to stay safe if leaving the relationship is not the right thing. But if leaving the relationship is the right thing, then we'll help them plan for safety around that as well. So people really do have more options than they realize.
Yeah, absolutely. No judgment. And through the whole process. And again, 970-247-9619 is the hotline. Staff 24 hours a day. You guys are always looking for volunteers. That's coming up. If you want to be in the golf tournament, go to golfhillcrest.com. Get your team together October 1st. A lot of fun. Ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
All right. We got to get back to work now.
Yeah.
All right. Get your golf clubs ready.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to send
your swing.
We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.